Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Beis, picking it up on the very beginning of the Masechta. I want to welcome all those newbies, and for those who are oldbies, welcome back the oldbies. Masechta's Tainus, let's begin. So we're going to start off with the Gemara is going to discuss about Gevuras Keshamim, otherwise known as Mashiva Ruach Amorda Geshem. And we're going to see a machlokus between Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when exactly we go and we say this. It's going to be back and forth. Then the Gemara is going to ask, where in the world did we get this from in the first place? And then we're going to jump into the Gemara. Let's begin. When does a person go to start saying Mashiva Ruach Umorid HaGeshem? Or Mashiva Umorid HaGeshem, depending on what you'd like. All right, and we're going to explain why it's called Gevuras Keshamim, because it comes down to Gevura, with power. That's going to be Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, when do we start saying Mashiva Ruach Umorid HaGeshem? Miyom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, on the first Diontif of Chag, meaning of Sukkot, meaning the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua Omer, Miyom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. He says, no, you do it on the very last day of Sukkot. Omer Rabbi Shua says, hold on. Since we know that it's a simon klala, it's not a good thing if we go ahead and we have rain coming down on Sukkot. Rashi says, like we said in Masechah Sukkah, that if you have rain coming down, it's like the melech taking and throwing water in the face of the servant and saying, I don't want you. So it's not a good thing. It's a simon klala. So lama lumaskir, why would I go ahead and I would mention this idea, which is something that's a simon klala? I don't know if my brother says, whoa, afanilo amarti lishol. I didn't say you should go ahead and ask for it. Afani lo amarti lishol. I just said, but also to mention Mashiva Ruach Umorid HaGeshem in the right time. Rashi says, you're not bespalal Geshamim B'chag, you're going to Saint Talamater. It's not like Saint Talamater, which is a bakasha you're asking. It's in the first three sections of the Shemone Esrei, which is just being maskir concept and bringing him up. So you're not supposed to go ahead and actually ask for it, but we're just being maskir. So just take it easy over there. So Amar Lo, Yeshua says back, he says, really? So Imkain, if that's the case, that Rashi says, "Vamai posik b'Pesach milaskir." Why should you stop Pesach? Do it the whole year. Le'olam himaskir. Just do it always. Okay, now the Mishnah says straight up, "Ein cholin is l'gshamim el samach l'gshamim." We only ask for rain when it's samach l'gshamim, meaning to say at the end, which is right before the season starts. Seemingly sounds like Rabbi Yehoshua. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda comes in, he says that Ha'over Lefnei Ativa B'Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, someone who goes to Over Lefnei Ativa means someone who's davening, the Shlich Tzibor, who goes on the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Maskir, the latter one does it, meaning by Musaf you do it, not by Shachris. Harishon Eina Maskir, he doesn't say it by Shachris. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, now we look at the very end of this of when we say it, B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, Harishon Maskir, the first day of Pesach, the first one, meaning Shachris, they do and they do say it, Achonin Maskir B'Yom Musaf, you stop saying it. Now, Zok the Gemara, Tana Echikoi, whenever you start a Gemara by saying, when the Mishnah says words, Me'imasai, from where, that means, from where do we know, from when do we start saying a certain thing, that means like, you know that you're supposed to be saying it, another question is, when do you do it? So the Gemara now asks, where do we find such an idea that there's such a concept of you saying it all together? Then are you asking me, Me'emasai? Tanei Chakoi, Dekatani Me'emasai. Says Gemara, Tanahasam Koi. We have it in another place. Something which you saw in Gemara and Brachos. Dekatani, we linked in a Mishnah over there. Maskirin Gurus Keshama, B'Tchias HaMesim. When do we say, Mashiv Ruach Umorid HaGeshem? In the Brach of Tchias HaMesim, the second Brach of Shemoneh Esrei. V'sholim B'Birchas HaShanim. And we ask for it, B'Birchas HaShanim. And B'Urech Elayin, Hiyashem Elekayini. This is coming up later, ninth Bracha. We ask for St. Talamat Levracha over there. V'Havdallah B'Chonin Adas, we ask for Havdallah in the Bracha of Chonin Adach. V'Katani, Me'imasai, Maskirin Gurus Keshamim. And the fact that we now know that we say it in Brachos, the Maseches Brachos tells us that we say it. Now we ask over here, when do we start saying it? In fact, the Gemara, V'lisni Hasam, why are you waiting to come over here to ask this? In other words, just do it in Maseches Brachos, which is Samach over there. Why are you waiting until you this Masechta to come do this? Ma'ishna d'shafki ad hacha, why did you leave it until now? Rashi says, Klomer haide katani hacha b'seder moed me'emasai listni hasam. Why did you do it over there, which is in Seder Zroim? This is the second of the six Sdarim. This is Ma'nokat Zroim moed nashim d'zikin kachim tyros. Why did you wait to the next Seder until you did it? Just do it over there. Says Gemara, okay, Ella tana mi Rosh Hashanah salik. In the Chinamis, we have another place of where it's coming from. Right? We know it's from a Mishnah found in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin. The time we learned in the Mishnah, B'chag Nidon Alamayim, on Sukkos is when we have a judgment which is on water. Rashi says, Have a din Alamayim. And we should have the Tani Emesai, Have a din Alamayim, Katani Nami Emesai Zman Azkar. Now that we say, when is the din? And we say, when is it that we start to mention it? Back in the Gemara itself, Ha'idi the Tana, B'chag Nidon Alamayim, the fact that we sit over there is the Tana Me Emesai Maskir and Gvuros Kishamim. We say, when do we start mentioning Gvuros Kishamim? So that, my friends, is where, when you see Tanei Chikai, we saw Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara, V'listni me'emasai maskirin ala geshamim. My gevur is geshamim. Let us just say, me'emasai maskirin is geshamim. What is this idea of gevur is geshamim? Amar Rav Yochanan, comes along Rav Yochanan, and he says, me'pnei she'yardim gevura, because rain comes down with power. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ose gedolos, Ve'ein cheker, we take out the word ad. Osa gevuros ve'ein cheker niflos ad ein mispar. Pasuk meaning that he does big things. Ve'ein cheker, and there's no comprehension. Ve'niflos wonders ad ein mispar without any number. Uksiv, and then we have a pasuk which tells us that uksiv hanosin matel pnei haaretz v'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. And this is the very next pasuk. It says, who gives rain on the land and sends water to the places which are all on the outsides. So we see that what? We see the pasuk that we have, that it's gedolos ein chik and it flows at mispar, and then it gives rain. So it says, Gemara, my mashma, how do we know that this is talking about a powerful idea? We make a gzir shava of chikr from the creation of the world. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, osa gedolos ve'in cheker, says over here that he does great things. Ve'in cheker, there's no comprehension. Ksiv hasam, says over there, halo yadata, and lo shamata, pasuk in Yeshaya, that says, halo yadata, lo shamata, elokei olam, Hashem, borek, tzos, ha'aretz, lo yafa, lo yiga, ein cheker, l'tfunaso. And over there, when Briyosa Shalolam, it says, halo yadata, don't you know? Lo shamata, didn't you hear? Hashem of the world, Hashem, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't get tired at all. He isn't not weary. He doesn't get tired. His wisdom is beyond comprehension. Uksiv. And then we have another pasuk which tells us, which continues on. It says, Mechin harin bekocho nezer begevura, who sets mountains with his strength, and nezer begevura, he's girded with power. So we see that what? That we find that rain is connected by Briyos HaShaolim, something which is very powerful, and then we have the idea of cheker to come teach us the concept. That's why it's called gevuras geshamim. We know in the tefillah. How do we know that we mention this during tefillah? How do we know that we say this in Shmona Esrei? The time we learned in the Braisa, la'ahavas Hashem elokeichem, la'avda b'chol v'avcha. The pasuk says you have to love Hashem your God and serve Him b'chol v'avcha with all of your heart. Ezo yavoda shebelev, ezo hi avoda shehi belev. What is avoda that's in the heart? Havi omer zu tefillah. That's talking about tefillah. Uksiv basrei, the pasuk afterwards it says, "V'nasati mitaretz achem biitoyer makosh." That I'm going to give you rain in the land, yore makosh, which is biito in its time. Yore is the early rains, makosh is the late rains. So the fact that you put it together, so we find that tefillah, that the day of Geshem is connected with tefillah. So we say during Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan comes along and he says, "Gimel maftechos biyado shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." There are three keys that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has. Rashi says, "Hainu shalom nimsu l'shliach echad biyachad." It's not given to one shliach that they have them all at one time. Shalom nimsu biyach shliach. It's not given over to a shliach. Ve'elehin. These are them. Mafteach shal geshamim, the key of rain. Mafteach shal chaya, the key of giving birth. Mafteach shal tchias semesim, and the key of bringing back of tchias semesim. Mafteach shal geshamim. How do we know the fact that the geshamim? The chesed of the pasuk says, "Yiftach Hashem l'chalas otzra atovas hashamayim l'seis mitarat zechabito." So this is of rain. He's going to go ahead and open up the otzer, the storehouse, the good storehouse in the heavens, and to give to you matar. He's going to give rain to your land in its time. So we see that it's Hashem is doing it. It's not done through a shliach, straight up through Hashem. Mafteach shel chayim minayin. How do we know of giving birth? Tchsev v'yizkar Elokim es Rachel, that Hashem remembered Rachel vayishma, and he listened. Beep. Turn the page. Base by base. Vayishma Elokim v'yiftach es Rachma, and Hashem He listened and he opened up her womb. So we see that he's the one who does it himself. It's not done through a shliach. How do we know tchias amesim? That is because the pasuk says, "Vidatem ki ani Hashem b'pischi eskivoseichem." I am Hashem who's going to open up the graves. And again, it's Hashem is doing it and not done through a shliach. And Rashi says straight up, "Velo shliach," not a shliach. First Rashi. Now, b'marava amri, they say b'marava literally in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. They used to have another one. After Mafteach Shel Parnasa, even though Mafteach Shel Parnasa is done through Hashem and not through anyone else. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, Poseach es yodecha, you open up your hand and you satiate everybody. V'lo shliach and not a shliach. Rabbi Yochanan, how come he doesn't say this third one? My time alone, this fourth one. My time alone, kachashiv la. Why didn't he hold this one as one of the keys? Amar lecha, he says back. Gishamim mina parnasa. He says that is the same. Gishamim, we said. Kvar cheshbin ale, and we already were mechashiv this in the cheshbin over there. So therefore, we don't have to add that in. Rain itself is parnasa. Amazing lesson. Okay, so like the next part of the Mishnah, what we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, "Miyom Tov Arishon Shel Chag." When is the first time you're going to start saying "Mashiv Ruach Amar Degeshem"? From the Yom Tov Arishon of the Chag, the first day of Sukkos. Now you're saying it's starting in Sukkos, first day of Sukkos. Does it mean that it starts the night, like as the night begins, or the next morning? Yibay Lu, Rabbi Eliezer, Meheicha Garmila. Where did he learn this out from? This concept that you say, Mashiv Ruach Amar Degeshem, from the first day. Mi Lulav Gamala? Is he learning from Lulav? O mi Nisach HaMayim Gamala? Is he learning from the Nisachim? Rashi explains, Mi Lulav Gamala? Shadom Mila Lulav? It's compared to Lulav. Shekashem She'iyav Sharle Eilu Arba Minim. To the four Minim of Lulav are not able to go and survive below Gesham without rain. Uba'in Liratso Salamayim. And they have to go and ask for water. Kidar Minim Basukha. Kach Iyav Sharle Olam Below Mayim. So to the world, kid survive without entering any kind of water. So, are we learning that from lulav? Then let's do it just like when we take the lulav, which is during the daytime. We do learn it from the nesachim, and therefore, it could even be, we even start at the nighttime, as we're going to see right now. Now, the Gemara spells that. Mi lulav gamala, ma lulav bayom, af haskara bayom, just like lulav during the day. So too, we go and we see mashav ruach during the day, in the first day, but not the nighttime before. Odilma, right? Odilma, minisach hamayim gamala. Or maybe you learn it from nisach hamayim, from the water libation. Ma nisach hamayim, or to just like the nisach hamayim can be done in the evening time. As we're going to see in a moment, the Rashi spells out, Mani Sach Mayim Orta, Kide Ashkechan, Bemesach HaSukkah, Shememalin HaKli Mayim LeNisach HaMayim B'Layla. We fill up the Kli for the Nisach HaMayim in the nighttime. V'yeh Sfarim Dechsiv B'Huda Amar Mar, Umin Chasam V'Niskehem B'Layla, Shemakrivim HaKarbonos B'Yom, Yecholim Lahaviyam Minachos V'Nisachim B'Layla. When you go to bring the Karbonos, you have certain, when you bring Karbonos, you have certain libations and menachas that come along with it. And you could even bring it during the nighttime. Af hay nisach hamayim nami yochel anasach balayim. We could do this also in the nighttime. The Amar Mar, as it says, umin chasam v'niskehem. That we go and say, you bring the mincha. When you bring the carbon musaf, you bring with it a mincha and nisachim. And we know the mincha v'niskehem means afilu balayim, even in the nighttime. Af haskarba, or to also you can go and start saying mashiv ruach amar degeshem in the nighttime. So which one is it? So the Gemara goes and takes a shot. Toshema, Damar Bevo, lo lamada Rabbi Eliezer, elami lulav. He learns it out from lulav. So if you're learning from lulav, that means that you take it during the daytime. Igad Ami Rabbi Bevo, Gemara Gamrila. Some say that he had this as a Gemara, as a tradition. Rashi says, Rabbi Bevo, Rabbi Eliezer, lo lamada elami lulav. He learns it out from lulav, and it's just a tradition. Some say that no, he heard it actually as a teaching, that this is something which is taught out in a brisa. Rashi says masnisa shmiyale derbi Eliezer gamer milulav, that he learns it out from lulav. Mahi, what is the brisa we're talking about? At the time he learns it in a brisa. Mimas hamaskirin lulsham. When do we go? How do we say mashiv ruach amar degeshem? Rabbi Eliezer omer mishas netilas lulav. You do it from the time you take the lulav. Rabbi Yeshua omer mishas anachaso. He says from the time you put down the lulav, which means on Shmini Atzeres, because you can take the lulav for the whole day. So he says, it's talking about the next day. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, we're not done with the Braisa. Hol v'arbas minim alalu, enim boin el ratzos l'mayim. Since these four minim are only come in order to go ahead and ask for water, in other words, when we go and we bring the lulav and esog and sukkos, we're going and we're asking them, we should be able to have water to be able to sustain it. So therefore, ainam boyin elu l'ratzas l'mayim. Mukashem sh'arba minam alalu yif shabayim b'lamayim. So too, these things can't survive without water. Kach yif shel olam b'lamayim. The world can't exist without water. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back. V'alu gishamim b'chag yinu elu simon klala. Is a simon klala to have rain on the chag? So isn't it bad? Amar lo Rabbi Lez. This is back to ma'afni lo mati lishal. I never said to ask for it. I'll ask you just to mention it. Ukashem shetchias amesim maskir kol hashana kula. And just like tchias amesim, we know we say tchias amesim the whole year. Veinu ela bezmana, but it's only during the time it's going to happen. Kach maskirin, even though maybe that can happen today or tomorrow or the next day, but it will happen when it happens. Kach maskirin gvus kasham kol hashana, you say it the whole year. Veinu ela bezmanam. And veinu ela bezmanam, even though it only has its particular time when it happens, which is around Sukkot's time. Lefigach, therefore, in Balahaskir, Kulashana Kulamaskir, if you want to say it the entire year, you're welcome to say it the entire year. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer Ani, Misha Shamafsik Lashela. I say, from the time that you stop asking for it, Kachmaf Zalaskara, you also have to stop being maskirit. You can't continue doing it. Rashi says, Misha Shaposik Milushol, Shaba Pesach, Posik Milomer, Vesin Talamotar, we stop saying Vesin Talamotar Pesach. Therefore, Posik Milhaskir Gusham, you also stop saying Mashav Ruach. And here you don't say, if you want, you can say it. You don't say it during the sunny months. It's not its time. This is not a simen bracha for it. So he says, sorry, I argue with you. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, we have another opinion, three other opinions now that are going to come up about this. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Besheni b'chagu maskir. He says you start saying it on the second day of Sukkot, you start mentioning Mashiv Ruach Omer to Geshem. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Beshishi b'chagu maskir. He says you start on the sixth day. Rabbi Huda mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Huda says name Rabbi Yeshua, Hover lefnei ha'teva b'yom tova achon shel chag. Someone goes and he's the shliach sibah the last day in Shemini Atzeres. Ha'achon maskir does it by Musaf. Harishon ein maskir doesn't say it by Shachris. B'yom tov rishon shel Pesach and the yom tov rishon shel Pesach. Harishon maskir first one says it. Ha'achon ein maskir doesn't say it. Now Shapir, another gemara goes and takes it back a drop. Remember that Rabbi Yeshua asked the kasha and Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Well, just say it the whole year then." And he said back to him, "Hey, listen, just like Tchias HaMesim, we say the whole year, even though it's not its time. So too, you could say this the whole year, even though it's not a time." So the Gemara says, "Shapik Amar Le'er BeYelezer BeYeshua." If that got a good answer to him, what's he going to respond? Amalech Rabbi Yeshua says back, "Listen, Bishlam Tchias HaMesim Maskir. You can say Tchias HaMesim. The Kuliyam Zmanehu, because the whole day is Zimnehu. It is its time." Can happen at any time. Ela Gishamu, when it comes to rain, Kol Im Mista'asin Zimnayu. We want to say, any time it comes, it's good. It's a good thing. Rashi says, V'kivin Delav Zimnehu, Ein Maskirin, V'hu Adin B'chag. You shouldn't be saying it now. V'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah that it's not good. Yotza Nisan V'yardu Gishamim. If Nisan finishes, right around Pesach time, and rain comes down, Simakolahim. It's a bad thing. Shemar, as the Pasuk says, Halo Kitzir Chitim Hayom. This is found in Sefer Shmuel. Shmuel basically goes ahead and he says that they weren't the peeps weren't doing the right things at the time. So he said he davened for rain at a time when it was going to be bad, and you start to see it clear it's bad. He says, "Look, it's here, chitamayom, isn't the time to go and harvest? And yet I'm going to daven that Hashem's going to bring rain, and then you're going to see you're behaving inappropriately over here." So we see clearly it's a bad thing. So nice try, good answer, but not as good as you would have thought. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, he says, "B'sheni b'chagu maskir." He says that you start to say Mashiv Ruach on the second day. My time with Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, what is pshat? Where does that come from? The Tanya Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Nemer b'sheni. Little bit of background information. We saw this Gemara in Shabbos back in the day, but we know if you take a look in Bamidbar Chavtes, we see a bunch of ideas when it talks about the Karbonos Musaf he brought in Sukkis. And if you pay attention to the laning, you'll notice it gets pretty repetitive over there. And you have certain different days of the laning that adds in a couple of letters. We know that the Pasuk says, Melvad olas ha-tamid umin chasa viniska. But some days, instead of saying that, it says viniskehem. Some says unisacheha. And sometimes kemishbat, sometimes kemishbatam. There's some extra letters that are added in. So he says, Neber b'sheni, it says when it says by the carbon tamid, the second day of Sukkah, it says viniskehem instead of viniska. So we have an extra letters over there. The Neber b'shishi, and it says on the sixth day, unisacheha instead of viniska. So we have an extra yud over there. V'nemar b'shvi, and it says on the seventh, kemishpatam instead of kemishpat. So we have in the first one an extra mem, and then an extra yud, now an extra mem, spelling out the word mayim. Hare kan mayim. What comes out from this is the word mayim. Here we have a remez, a hint in the Torah itself to the concept of Nisach HaMayim. So why do you say Sheni? If it falls out that the one extra letter in the second, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, why are you bringing in the Sheni to say it? Because when it starts it off, in the Sheni. Hilkach b'Sheni maskirin, not Karina. Therefore, in the Sheni is when we start to mention it. Rabbi Akiva, or Akiva says, no, b'shishi b'chag u'maskir. He says, you start saying Mashav Ruach on the sixth. Shenemar b'shishi, because what does it say in the sixth? Unasacheha. Now, what does that mean when it says unasacheha instead of saying v'nisko, which is talking about in a Lashon Rabbim in plural? B'shnei nisuchem akosim abad. The pasuk is talking about two different types of libations. Rashi says, shnei nisuchem al karbon echad. It's two libations on one carbon. Aval v'niskehem mashma harbe. The carbonus harbe l'chayin lo have a dorish Rabbi Akiva miniskehem, because then it comes out to be different carbonos. So you have multiple libations for multiple carbonos. But even nisachah is saying it's multiple nisachim on one carbon. Oh, so echad nisach hamayim, echad nisach hayayin. One selling water and one saying wine. So we see it starts on the sixth day, and that's why you say mashav ruach amar degeshem on the sixth day. Who says that both it's two libations? It means one of wine and one of water. Maybe both of them really are talking about of wine. Says Gemara, "Savar lo Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira, Hosek Rabbi b'Seira, Da'amar Remize Mayim." Since it says, even though he doesn't agree with him which day it starts, because he says the second day of Yehuda b'Seira, Akiva says the sixth day. Nonetheless, he agrees with his Mayim shtickle. Da'amar Remize Mayim, for the fact that his letter is Mem Yud Mem, so therefore he knows that it's actually talking about water and not talking about wine. In fact, they're more straightforward then. E Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda Misera, Nimakova say, let him just say like him the second day. And says Gemara, Kasa Rabbi Kiva, Kik Siv Nisuch Yesera, Bashishi Yehuda Siv. As we already mentioned, Rashi points out, Taparit Rashi, Klomer Unasacheha Damarbi Tre Nisuchem Ksiv, Bashishi, Lahachi Amar Bashishi, Maskil Haskir, Bahani, Mem Yud Mem, Mayim, Delomatina Lemirma Tavaru Dein. He learns out the concept of Mem Yud Mem for Mayim and not water. But when it talks about the concept of unusachet, it talks about two different libations, one of them being of wine, one being of water, and that's on the sixth day. Therefore, he says, start by the sixth. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to welcome all y'all again for joining us. And all y'all should have a great, great, great day.